look, I've been in the game for a while. I'm not a pup no more. And I can honestly say it was a surreal feeling. When that hit the back of the net, from then, I kid you not, and I know people say this a lot and it's cliche, I knew he was going to win the game. From then, I knew he was going to win the game.
Does it sum up something about this squad, and certainly the second half of the season that you've got, the spirit here? It was almost inevitable that you were going to get back in that game. It's almost inevitable that you were going to finish in the top seven. There's been a real spirit.
Yeah, 100%. And I go back to, I've been in the game for a while, and I can say, hands down, this is up there to one of the best squads I've got. It's a, you know, to explain it in a way where, you know, you've been in changing rooms where you're not playing. I haven't played as much as I would like to in the back end of the season. And I honestly say that, you know, genuinely, and I think this goes throughout the squad, that everybody has wanted everybody to succeed. And I think that's the true nature and the true belief of a good team spirit, in the sense where, you know, as a squad, we've wanted everybody to achieve. So then collectively, as a team, we've achieved. And that's just what it's been, especially from the back end of the season. You know, we've just been getting stronger and stronger, tighter and tighter, and, you know, just doing the job, and kind of just going under the radar. I didn't think many people, you know, believe we would sustain it, and we just kept it in house, and, you know, we got to the playoffs with a game to spare, and then the playoffs when it was Accrington, and it's easy to say it now, but, you know, Accrington would have devastated to not go up on the day. So, you know, for us, we knew we wanted an extra 3.5 weeks, because that's what we was playing for. We knew automatic was gone for us. So for us, everything was a buzz. Everything, we had like a, you know, a little flip in our step, should we say, you know. So yeah, as you say, inevitable. It's nice, but we've got one more hurdle to overcome, the big hurdle, and we're looking forward to it.
And you talk about Accrington's heartache. You've had a bit of playoff heartache yourself, haven't you? I mean, how what would it mean to you if actually this time around, you know, you could pull it off for Wimbledon?
I think it would mean kind of everything, in the sense where, because when I signed here, I said AFC Wimbledon's a unique club. I've said that, you know, I feel like I'm a unique player, that there's not many players like me out there. And I just felt the fit was right. I said last season that I would stay because I felt like there was some stuff we could do, and we're doing it at the moment. You know, I've, like you said, got to two finals, lost two finals. So to knowing that I'm 34, and, you know, the likelihood there's not going to be many more nights like this or days like this for myself, you know, to get AFC Wimbledon promoted, to for them to have opportunity to play against the Biddle rivals, you know, be on the same level playing field as them, you know, would be, you know, such a beautiful end to a story. So for me, it's I'm driving, my heart's driving for this. So I'm hoping we achieve it.